Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about events in the city during 2018. What would you say are some of the key things that the city had to deal with over the past 12 months or so?
Well, that's a good question, Brian. And, you know, I think Knoxville's had really a big year. I think you'd have to look back quite a ways to maybe find one bigger. So, for example, in this year, the library project has started. So that's going to be a significant upgrade, doubling the square footage of that facility. The largest parks renovation in a generation with Young's Park South now essentially complete. I know it still needs grass seed and things that will come in the spring, but functionally, structurally, it's complete. We've also started engineering work for a repaving of our airport runway. I know there's not a lot of tangible work done, but the engineering is being worked on as we speak, so that will be lined up for next summer. We also had a good partnership with Knoxville Community School District, bringing in 8 new tennis courts and a basketball court immediately adjacent to our rec center facility. So that's a huge development and been utilized so heavily by our community already. And speaking of the rec center, they also upgraded their playground equipment, the first time that's happened in over 30 years. So that's a lot of progress for a community like this. We also had street projects conclude at Robinson by the middle school. We also had Jackson Street get some work done, Larson Street near the racetrack, a lot of street work. So a lot of things are happening in Knoxville. I think those are some of the biggest things I think of, at least for the last 12 months.
Certainly we can't overlook the ongoing work and we've finally seen progress on the VA redevelopment. That in itself has been a long concern for the city. And at the tail end of this year, we are finally seeing the city and all the various entities involved taking some definite steps forward to transforming that. And that's going to be something to watch in 2019, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, that's one that isn't really like a 12-month thing. That's more like a 12-year thing. We've been waiting a long time for that. And you're right. For these last, say, 3-4 months of 2018, that's been a huge topic for us here at the city. I know I personally have been spending a lot of my time working towards that. So definitely something to watch out for in 2019. It's something that's going to have a huge impact on the community potentially going forward.
Along those lines, you have started a website which is dedicated to the VA Center redevelopment, and that will be helpful for the city. First of all, to act as rumor control, because there have been more rumors about this thing than just about anything that you'll find, and maybe this will give people a central place to go to at least get official word on what is being done with it.
Yeah, and I think that's really the intent here is I think a lot of folks do this. I don't think it's necessarily malicious in any way. I think people just, they hear somebody who says something, and again, I think often it happens with even good intentions, but the information isn't always the most up-to-date or the most accurate. So we do hope it's a place that people will go. We do have links to that website. You can find it from the city's website or the city's Facebook page. I know it's been shared a lot through Facebook. So for folks who have an interest in more knowing more about that project, I would encourage that they check that, and not only check it once, but to be checking back. As we have questions come in, and we've actually started to have a couple of those already, we plan to update kind of like a frequently asked questions, and we plan to keep those updated the best we can as we're hearing back from the community. So definitely keep checking back as press releases happen, as developments do happen. We hope to keep that as what I would call like a living document, something that will continue to evolve and have information brought in, and as things are updated, trying to keep it at the best place that people can go for reliable information.
And on top of that, it may have, whether it's intended or not, the effect of bringing developers looking for potential properties, giving them a look at what the city has available. And you never know, you could get that that one business or that one entity which decides that it's just what they're looking for.
Absolutely. We sure hope that that's part of what could happen out there. And with that website especially, we hope that this will be something that will gather the attention of not just this community or even just Marion County, but really folks outside, folks from Des Moines, folks from across the state, maybe even from outside of the state. With the amount of space and development potential that's out there, I think it's going to take those kind of entities or partnerships. So maybe somebody locally can help a project to go, but with 153 acres, there's a lot of opportunity. And so we're going to need a lot of different parties involved.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.